Praise the Lord, brother. Like that. Such a good job with that song. Amen. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6, We're going through a series of messages about the armor of God. We're up, or should I say down, to the shoes, since the shoes are usually on the floor. It's about the shoes of the gospel of peace. You know it's important to have God's peace in your heart, because there's lots of things that you and I face every day that the peace of God firmly in our heart helps us to get through. Also, I'm going to be looking at Matthew chapter 6, so if you just want to kind of put your finger in those two places. But first, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. Now I'm going to stop right there. And that's not saying that there's evil in heaven. It says heavenly places, which means the air, the atmosphere, the surroundings. Verse 13. Therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all, stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. Lord, thank you for your word. Help us to focus and concentrate and hear from you this morning. I give you the praise, and help me to say what you want me to say by the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, when it comes to sports, one very important piece of equipment on the athlete is the shoes, is it not? Proper traction the athlete needs on the basketball floor, on the track. You got to have a good grip on the football field or the baseball diamond. Your success actually, or does not happen, happens or not happen according to the shoes that's on your feet. It's a vital part of the gear on an athlete. So it is for the soldier in battle. The soldier needs proper protection for his feet, because if you have a man with a bad foot, you have an ineffective soldier and you have a dangerous situation, as a matter of fact. The Apostle Paul here in our text today is speaking to that first century church, and they understand the shoes that a Roman soldier would wear. They were quite different, of course, than combat footgear that our soldiers wear today. But the same things were needed: grip, traction, comfort, protection for their feet. The Scripture says that you and I as Christians need to wear the shoes of the gospel of peace. Verse 15 said, as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In other words, be ready with the good news of peace. Now, the foundation of our fighting the spiritual battle, and don't think you're not in a battle today, because you are. We all are. But the foundation of our fighting that spiritual battle is having that settled peace in our heart that God wants us to have. Because Satan is the destroyer of peace. He's the destroyer of peace. He wants to strip you of your peace. He wants to divide God's people. He wants to do all kinds of things in your life to make your life more miserable and keep you away from the things of God that can make your life much better, much more peaceful. And so when we do combat with him, we need to have an implement of warfare that will enable us to understand or withstand that particular attack, the division and restlessness that comes with this spiritual warfare that I'm talking about. God wants to equip you for warfare with Satan by giving you these pieces of the armor of God we've been looking at, and today the shoes of the gospel of peace. The first thing I want us to consider is how the shoes relate to the rest of the armor. The whole imagery here we have, or the idea that we have here in Ephesians 6, is that the believer needs to equip himself with Christ. He is to put on the Lord Jesus, and in the power of Christ go forward in the battle. It says we begin to put on by putting on the belt of truth, which is Christ, and then put on the breastplate of righteousness, which is living according to that truth. And then living out the truth of Christ in your life leads to peace. You start with truth, which brings you to righteousness, which leads you to peace. There's a process here. The relationship of the shoes to the rest of the armor is really quite logical, because remember we read verse 12, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. See, we always try to blame somebody else, don't we? So it's somebody else's fault, the reason I'm having the troubles that I'm having. But it says there, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. It's not people that we are in battle with. It is the realm of thoughts and attitudes that people can have. So it is important that we're equipped with the peace of God, so that we're able to deal with people's thoughts and attitudes that cause division. And it has a lot to do with our outlook on life. Are we always positive in our outlook on life, or are we negative most of the time? That has a lot to do with it. It's not the situations that we find ourselves in life, but it's how we look on those situations. It's how we handle those situations. We need the peace of Christ. And remember, Jesus, the Bible says two or three times, maybe more, that Jesus is peace. One of His names is the Prince of Peace. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 14 says that Jesus Himself is peace. And so if we're to be successful in fighting these spiritual battles of life, we got to appropriate the peace of Christ. His peace on the inside of us will help us deal with all the attitudes of others that may put us in discontent or restlessness in life. Luke chapter 21 and verse 26 tells us that in the last days, men's hearts are going to be failing with fear. Now, I'm not going to get off on telling you when the last day started or when they're going to end. But I do know they started when Jesus was here. They've been going on for a long time. So we've been in that for a long time, in the last days. And sometimes I think the end of it is near. But it says there that men's hearts are going to be failing with fear. And today there's fear, and there's stress, and there's violence, and it keeps happening more and more and more. In many of our hearts, it does seem, are fearful about the future. You and I, as Christians, we have to stand apart from the world. We are sure to have the peace of Christ first. If we're going to stand apart in the world, we first got to have the peace of Christ first settled in our own hearts. And then we're ready to face the world and these situations that I'm talking about with peace. Now, the reason. What are some reasons for having the shoes of peace as armor? Well, Matthew 6 tells us that why we are to have peace, because we need to be reminded that God is concerned and He cares for His people. This passage at the end of Matthew 6 reminds us that we don't have to be filled with anxiety or overrun with fear. But without God's peace in our life, that's what's going to happen. We're not going to win the battle. Things are going to come up in our lives. It's going to overwhelm us because you don't have His peace. I was reminded of that this past week. Did you guys hear about the guy that was on his horse and got struck by lightning up near Tupelo, and it killed the rider and the horse? So happens that someone I work with was very close to that family. Now that's a very shocking ordeal, is it not? How many times do you hear of that happening? Someone getting struck by lightning on a horse. But this person that I work with and others that I got acquainted with, this is something that really shook their world. And it would shake our world too, wouldn't it? So how does a person handle something like that? Well, for you and I as Christians, we first got to have peace with Christ in here, and then we're able to handle something a little bit better when tragedy comes about. Because you know what? It's going to come about, isn't it? And it's going to come in such a time when we don't even realize or even think that anything possibly could ever happen like that. But it happens. Things are going to come our way that are going to overwhelm us if we don't have the peace of Christ in here. So I want to suggest to you some reasons why we are not fit to go to war without the shoes of our gospel, of the gospel of peace. First off, without God's peace, you're really ungrateful. Ungrateful. Well, what do you mean by that? In Matthew 6:25, Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?" That last question is rhetorical. And it's really saying, don't be ungrateful with what God has given you. The older I get, the more grateful I am. When I was younger, I thought I never had enough. But when I was in my 20s, I thought, you know, I just need more and more, and I got to do things to get more and more. There's just never enough, or I just really don't have the right things that I need. But I've learned to be more grateful. But if we're not at peace with what God has provided for us, then we're really ungrateful to Him. And you can't fight for the Lord in the spiritual battle and at the same time doubt that He's even going to meet your basic needs. There's Christians like that. They worry and fret and stew and all these things about just having basic needs met. And if we're always worried about that, we're not going to be very successful in dealing with the harder things. You can't go to battle for the Lord and at the same time distrust Him, His very concern for you as one of His children. Here's another thing: without God's peace, as a Christian, you're really unreasonable. Now, I know I'm using some terms there, so don't get all burned up thinking I'm calling you names this morning. I'm just saying this is what it says. Further in Matthew 6 and verse 26, it says, "Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" So Jesus is asking, why worry about what's going on in your life? Look at the birds. You say, well, that seems kind of childish to do that. Well, look at the birds, right? Look at the birds. They don't plant. They don't reap. God just feeds them. God just takes care of them. And so Jesus says, don't you think you're more valuable than a bird? Well, I hope you do. If you don't, you and I need to talk. Because you've got some issues. Right? But Jesus is saying that because here's the thing, there's plenty of things in life to worry about, isn't there? There's plenty of things in life to worry about. Lots of things that can happen that would just suddenly turn our lives upside down, and not having the peace of God in our life is being not able to handle the disappointments, the tragedies, the losses of life throws your way. To worry that God is not going to provide for you is assuming that He doesn't care. You say, well, I know God cares for me. Well, how are you being grateful then about the things that He has provided? To not believe in the peace of Christ and not to practice that peace is really illogical for the Christian. It's unreasonable. Doesn't make any sense. Well, here's another thing that I got out of that Matthew chapter 6. Without the shoes of the gospel of peace, you're going nowhere. Verse 27 says, which of you by being anxious can add a single hour to his span of life? That's an interesting question. What can you do to make your life longer? It also alludes to the fact of what you can do to make your stature taller. Well, women do all that the time, don't they? Wear them high heels, real high heels, makes them taller. I don't know how they walk in them. My feet get sore just walking in flat shoes. Of course, I'd look pretty weird with high heels on, wouldn't I? Don't worry, you're not going to see that. But the thing of it is, you really can't do anything about your height, can you? You sure can't worry and make it different. That's always the question that I try to ask myself when I start to worry about something. What difference is it going to make? Well, what's it going to change if I worry about it? And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be concerned about things, but what difference does it make if you worry about it? Does it change it? Does it somehow help redirect it in a different direction? No. What good is it? Someone who has the peace of God in here is not going to be consumed with worry. And so if you don't have this piece of the armor, the shoes of the gospel of peace, God's peace, you're going to be unproductive in life because you're going to be consumed with anxiety and worry that's going to drag you down. God doesn't want you to worry. He doesn't want you to go through life on your own. He doesn't want you to try to take care of circumstances on your own. He doesn't want you to try to win the spiritual wars without Him. He wants you to have His peace in here. Do you have it this morning? Do you have the peace of God in your heart this morning? Here's another thing which might shock you. Without the shoes of the gospel of peace, God's peace, you're really unchristian. Unchristian. You're not acting like a Christian. Matthew 6 again, verse 31 says, therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? The Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. Now that word Gentiles there is often translated pagans. Pagans. Pagans are, it's described as people who don't know Christ. Now, I'm not talking about knowing who Christ is, or knowing that there was once a man called Christ, or there was once a great prophet of God named Christ, or even believing that Christ is the Son of God. Now, when you know Christ, you have a relationship with Him. There was a time in your life where you trusted Jesus as your Savior. You asked Him to be a part of your life and you've served Him ever since. That's what it means to know Christ. Know Christ and know peace, right? So if you're acting as if you don't know Christ at all as a Christian, then that's really an un-Christian attitude. Because the world worries over the question, how do I get more? But the Scriptures say, if you spend your life, your whole life worrying how to get more and more, much of what you really probably don't need anyway, you're not set apart from the world. You're no different from what everybody else in the world is doing, whether they know Christ or not. So as a Christian, where is that sense of security that you say that Christ provides for you? Where is that sense of peace that you have because you say that you belong to Christ? Where is your peace? Well, without the shoes of the gospel of peace we're talking about here this morning, without God's peace in your life, you really just look like everybody else, is really what it says. Now there's one more thing. Without the shoes of the gospel of peace, you're unprepared. Again, in Matthew chapter 6, in verse 33, it says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." So if you make that number one, I'm going to seek God first, number one, then He'll take care of all of those things that I need. Verse 34, "Do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Isn't that true? Excuse me. There's enough worries about today without worrying about tomorrow, right? Isn't there? There's enough going on today without worrying about tomorrow. Jesus very clearly tells us that in the Bible, our lives are to be filled with peace, not worries of the world. That's why David wrote in Psalm 55, he said, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you." Peter said, "Cast all your care upon the Lord, for He cares for you." You can't be a warrior when you're torn up on the inside with doubt and worry. You can't be strong in battle and stand secure in Him because you don't have solid footing that comes with the shoes of the gospel of peace. Forgive me for keep doing that. If you don't have peace in your life today, you say you don't have that peace in your heart today, then the thing to do would be to ask for it, right? Because you can have it if you ask for it. God is willing, standing ready to give it to you if you'll ask Him for it. And that's trusting Jesus as your Savior. Let's pray. Lord, help us now as we consider whether we have peace with You or not. Take control. Speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.